Okay. Tosas on Chav Dalad Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil Ve'elohin Apsulin, has a comment here. Tosas is dealing with whether the Mishnah of Elohin Apsulin, Masachet Ve'kuvim Malvig Ribis, Mafricha Yon, etc., is whether the Mishnah is only mentioning Psulim Dirabana, or also Psulim Daraisa. Tosas wants to know whether we should have in the Mishnah the Girsa of Avadim. Right, we know the parallel Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, which lists the psulim of Masechet Bikuvim, Africha Yonim, Malvim Ribis, Socher Shvis. There, the Mishnah says Avadim as well. So Tosas thinks that our Mishnah should not have the gear. So why? Because Tosas thinks that our Mishnah is only talking about psulim derabana, and Tosas goes on to explain why all of the psulim in the Mishnah are only derabana and not daraisa. But what's Tosas' main raya? That our Mishnah is only talking about Psulim Derabana. So Tosas says, because our Mishnah does not teach Gazlanim. Lashon Tosas is like this. So Tosas says, from the fact that our Mishnah does not teach the Psul Gazlan, it must be that all of the Psulim in the Mishnah are only Derabana. Because if our Mishnah was also teaching Psulim Daraisa, then the Shpitz Psul Edus is a Psul Gazlan that everyone agrees to. So our Mishnah should have taught Gazlan as Psul Edus. It must be that our Mishnah is only talking about Psulim Darabanan, not Psulim Daraisa. Yeah, and therefore Tosas says we shouldn't have the Girsa of Avadim in the Mishnah, because Avadim are Psul Midaraisa. Okay. The Or Zeruah.
A shout out to Dr.
Kanakova. The Or Zeruah quotes a shita. It's very geschmack. From Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Nosson, who says that our Mishnah did teach Mesachek B'Kuvya. Where? The Hadik Sani, this is the Lashon, it's in Sanhedrin's Perek Zebor Simin Tezayin. So the Or Zeruah says that Malva Beribis, which the Mishnah did teach, includes the Psul Gazlan, Choshev Kegazlan. So he thinks that the Girsa of the Mishnah should teach Avadim, because really we are talking about Psulim Daraisa. What happened to Gazlan? It's included in the Psul Malva Beribis, because Malva Beribis is Chashev Kegazlan. And even though the Lova gives the money of his own volition, nevertheless, he still has a din Gazlan. The Or Zeruah is bevorning Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and Chav Beis, who says that a Malva Beribis is not Choshev Kegazlan because Midaita Yohivle, because Lova gives the money of his own volition. So therefore, the Malva does not have a Din Gazlan. Says the Or Zeruah, no, in spite of that, he has a Din Gazlan, and therefore the Mishnah is talking about Psulim Daraisa. Okay, so what we're going to do for the next few minutes is try to figure out what exactly the Nekuda Samachlokas between Tosfos, on the one hand, who thinks that the Mishnah did not teach the Psul Gazlan, and the Or Zeruah, who thinks that the Mishnah did teach the Psul Gazlan by teaching Malva Beribis. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, in Perek Ezu Neshech. The Gemara says, Azoy, Omer Rava, Lamali the cost of Rachman Allah Beribis, Lav Begezel, Lav Be'onah. Why did the Torah have to write all of these three Isurim? Lechor, they're all the same idea, that you're taking money, Mechaveiro, Shelo Kedin. Right? Ribis, Gezel, and Ona'a. So says the Gemara, Tzricha, Dikas Rachman Allah beribis, Mishum dechirishu, Dafilu belova asrat Rachmana. So the Torah had to write, if the Torah would have just written Lava ribis, maybe it's because the chiddush, because it even applies to the lova. So I wouldn't necessarily know to extend that to other. I wouldn't know that the other forms of taking money shaloki din are aser. V'yikas rachmana la v'gezel mishum debal karche. Avo na'a, where it's not bal karche, the lokeach, or the mocher, whoever's getting ripped off, is giving the money or taking the money, midaite. V'ikas rachmana la ba'ona mishum de lo yada de mochil. Says the Gemara that if the Torah would have just written ona, if the Torah would have just written ona, then I wouldn't necessarily have known the other ones, because ona lo yada de mochil. He doesn't know that he's being ripped off, so there's no mechila. As opposed to, let's say, by ribis, where he knows what he's getting himself into, I wouldn't necessarily have known that the Torah asked that. Kamash malon. Right? Again, the Gemara says that if the Torah would have only asked ona, maybe ona is prohibited because the one who is getting ripped off doesn't know he's getting ripped off. So maybe there the Torah prohibits getting involved in dine ona. However, by ribis, where the loven knows that he's going to give more money than he borrowed, maybe that would be permitted, kamash malan. So there's a major machlokus we've shown in what exactly is the kamash malan. The Gemara says, ona'a lo yadad kamachil. He didn't know that he was getting ripped off, that he would be mochel. But by ribis, where he knew what he was doing, maybe it should be mutter kamash malan. So is the kamash malan, and this Eli pointed out that you have to know every time the Gemara has a kamash malan, is the kamash malan flipping it on its head? A lot of lumbus. So the Rishonim deal with this right here in Bava Metzia in the fifth parak. So what's the kamash malan? Is the kamash malan that the love who is giving extra money on top of what he borrowed, he's mochel, even though he is mochel because he knows what he's getting himself into. Nevertheless, the Torah asserted ribis. Or is the Gemara saying an umdina? Kamash malan, that even though the love knew the arrangements, he's not mochel. He's not mochel. It's not that he's mochel the extra money, yet the Torah asserted it. No, the kamash malan is that he's not mochel, just like ona, where he's not mochel. So too by halva, it's kind of a toast, right? He doesn't realize that the arrangement is prohibited. He's not really mochel, and kamash, that's the kamash malan. So gilui hakra that he's not mochel. So this is a major machlokas we've shown him. The rush over there.
What do they mean he's not mochel?
So we're about to spell it out. Oh. So the rush in Perek Ezu Neshech quotes a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaon. The Rambam is in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Malv Velove. The Rambam quotes the Sheet of the Gaonim, who say that Mechila on Ribis does not work. In other words, let's say you have a case where the Love, the Malv and the Love violate Dine Ribis. The Malva lends money to Ribis, the Lova gives him the Ribis. Now the Dayanim say, you took Ribis, you have to give it back. Ribis will, like we'll see, Ribis Kitzutzas Yotze the Dayanim. So you have to pay back the Ribis. The Lova comes and says, I want to be Mochel. I want to be Mochel. So does the Mechila work? Or do we say, no, the Malva has to do Hashavas Ribis? So the Gaonim learned from the Gemara here in Ezu Neshech that Mechila does not work. Why? Says the Rush spells this out. This is the way the Gaonim learned the Gemara. That even though, so this is what the Gemara's Lashon was, that even though he is Mochel, because the Lovin knows what he's getting himself into, he knows that he's giving more money on top of the Halva'ah. Nevertheless, the Kamash Malan is that the Torah asserted Ribis, and the Malveh has to give it back. Has to give it back. Meaning, the Torah was recognizing the Metzias, that a Lova is Mochel, and nevertheless, the Mechila does not work. The Mechila doesn't work before the Ribis is given, and the Mechila doesn't work after the Ribis is given, because that's the Isser of Ribis. The Isser of Ribis is, even if the Lova agrees to give the money to the Malveh has to give it back. That's the Isser of Ribis. So Mechila shouldn't work. That's the way the Gaonim learned the Gemara there in Samachal, on Samachal and Bavitziah, that the Kamashmal in it is that even though there is Mechila, nevertheless, Xeris Akosta, the Torah asserted Lakichas Ribis, and there's a din of a mitzvah of Hashabas Ribis. The Rosh, quoting the Rambam, explains the Gemara differently. The Rambam says, Yeroi Li, that the Hora of the Gaonim is a mistake, and Mechila does work, at least after the Malveh already received the Ribis. Meaning the Lova can't be Mochel Zayin and then give the Ribis to the Malveh, but once the Malveh receives the Ribis, Be'isser, the Lova then can be Mochel. And the Rosh explains, because the Rambam learned the Gemara differently. The Rambam learned the Gemara, the Kamash Malon is that there's no Mechila. That even though the Gemara's Havin is that if the Torah would have only asked him, Na'ah, there lo yada de kamachil. He doesn't know what he's getting himself into. He doesn't know that he's getting ripped off. Therefore, the Torah asked it. But if the Torah wouldn't have given the Isser Ribis, maybe there he would have been Mochel. Kamash Malon, the Torah is being Yor, the Slav Daidel Shel Adam, that he doesn't intend to be Mochel. But Lu Yitzuyer, the Loveh, wanted to be Mochel? At least, we'll see why, at least after the Ribis was given to the Malveh already, then the Mechila would taka work. The Kamash Malon is that there's no Mechila, but Lu Yitzuyer, there was Mechila, that the Lofa was Mochel Befoel to the Malveh. The Malveh would be able to keep the Ribis, and he would not have to return it to the Lofa. That's the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim, and the Rosh's Hezber of the Machlokes, which depends on how you learn the Kamash Malon and the Gemara in Ezehu Neshech and Daf Samachal. So, Rabarach Ber, thank you, Rabbi Stamets, for pointing this out to me. Rabarach Ber, in Birka Shmuel, the last shtickel in Bav Metzia, Simon Memchas, is Masbir, this Machlokas, yeah, Simon Memchas, B'inyin Mechilav Ribis. His Masbir is Machlokas like this. Yesh Lachkor, when the Torah asserted Ribis, is the Geder Ha'isser and the Chiyuv Hashavas Ribis a Chiyuv of Hashavas Agzela? You have money Shalo Kedin. The Malveh was only entitled to take the money that he lent to the Loveh back. Anything on top of that, any Ribis, is Begeder Gezel. Or no. He took the money Kedin. He was entitled to keep the money. Either the Loveh was Chayev to give the money, Alpidini Mamnis, or at least it was Begeder Matana, and the Malveh is allowed to keep it. But the Torah gave an Isser, created an Isser, and now the Malveh has a Chiyuv Hashava, but it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's not that the money of the Loveh is Biyad HaMalveh and Memela, he has to give it back. Rather, it's money of the Malveh, and the Torah gave a mitzvah of Hashavas Aribis to the Malveh. That's the clara of Baruch Ber. So Baruch Ber says, Lach Ora, that's the machlokis between the Gaonim and the Rambam and the Rosh. The Gaonim who hold that Mechila doesn't work, it's because they hold that the Geder Ha'isser of Ribis is not Gezah. Really, the Loveh either had to give the money to the Malveh al pidin imamnis, or at least it was Begeder Matana. And the Chiyuv Hashava of the Malveh is not because it's Gezel Biyado. There's a mitzvah that's mutal on the Malveh to give back the money. But it's a mitzvah ba'alma. Since it's a mitzvah ba'alma, it's not alts, it's not a function of the mammon of the Loveh being by the Malveh. Of course the Loveh's Mechil is not going to work, because he has no right to be Mochel Zayin the Malveh's mitzvah, similar to what Tosa explained, that the Mechila doesn't work by Kapara. If there's an element of mitzvah here, so Mechila is not going to work. So the Gaonim hold that the Isser of Ribis is not Begeder Gezel, because the Loveh really either had to give the money or was able to give the money, and when the Torah asked Ribis, what the Torah was saying is now there's a Gzeres HaKosov that the Malveh has to return the money that's Biyado from the Loveh, so Mechila is not going to work. And says Rabbi Achber, the Rambam and the Rosh hold that's Begeder Gzela. That since it's Begeder Gzela, the chiyuv hashav is a function of the money belonging to the lova biyad hamalve. So of course the mechila of the lova should work, because once the lova is mochel zayin, just like a gazlan and a nigzal, the nigzal can be mochel to the gazlan. There's no chiyuv hashav as gzeila. So to here the lova can be mochel to the malve, and it would be a mafkia the mitzvah of hashavas ribis, the chiyuv of hashavas ribis. Reb Baruch Ber, we're not going to get into this nuanced difference, but Reb Baruch Ber actually says that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, because there are two ways to say the tzad and geza, right? Is it that the initial lakicha, when the malve takes the money from the love, it's a maisek zela because the love is not mochel, right? Because again, the kamashmalan is that the love is not mochel, so therefore when the malve initially takes the ribis from the love, that's a maisek zela. Or is it, no, it's not a maisek zela, but the gzeras hakasav of, I think, whatever the drasha for hashavas haribis is, it's not that the initial lakicha was b'torah's gezel, it's that now the Torah had a gzeras hakasav that we treat the money biyad hamalve as if it's gezel biyada. They're both assuming that lamaisa, the chiyuv hashava is a function of hashavas gzeila. It's a shtikel hashavas gzeila, but the shaila is whether the gzeila started when the malva took the money from the lova because there was no mechila, or that once the money is biyada, the gzeiras hakosav deems the money biyada malve as gezel. But either way, we're not going to get into that chiluk right now. Just the two extremes: whether the chiyuv is the chiyuv of the malva to give back the money is a chiyuv of Hashavas Gzela, or is it a mitzvah ba'alma, and the Rav Baruch Ber thinks that the machlok is ga'onim, and the Rambam, as to whether mechila works, depends on that. But what you see is that the Rambam holds, seemingly, according to Rav Baruch Ber's explanation, that when the malva has money that belongs to the lova, it's money that really belongs to the Loveh, and the chiyuv to give it back is really b'toras v'heshev hasagzela, and the gzeras hakasav of hashavas haribis is just a gilui milsa that this is begeder hashavas hagzela. So this I saw in Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Kisetze. He points out that there are two other Rambams lishitasa. This is very gishmak. So, the Ramban, in the Shichas HaEsen Mitzvah Yud Zayin, points out that he thinks the Rambam forgot to count the mitzvah of Hashavas Ribis. Mitzvah Yud Zayin, Shnitzavinu Lahachzer HaRibis Shalakachnu Me'achinu. So too with ribis. There's a separate mitzvah of hashavas ribis similar to lo sigzol. The same idea. You're taking money shloka, then you have to give it back. So why didn't the Rambam count that? Very gishmak. So the Megillas Esther says, I'm sure you guys can guess where this is going. Megillas Esther has three lines over here. He says, "Venirli." The reason the Rambam didn't quote the mitzvah of Hashavas HaRibis, So, Elama, you see that the derech of the Rambam is, when quoting the mitzvah, if it's nichlal already in a different mitzvah, he doesn't have to count it again. So it sounds like Lafi, the Hezber, the Megillas Esther, that the Rambam is Lashitasa, that the Isser of the mitzvah of Hashavas Ribis is really a function of Gezel B'yado, and that's why the Rambam doesn't quote Hashavas Ribis as a separate mitzvah, because the Gzeres HaKasvei Ribis is just a Gilei Milsa, that this is in the Parsha of Hashavas Gzela. Yeah?
And just a clarification, the Rambam counts the Isser Ribis and the Isser Gzela separately.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, it's just in terms of Hashava, you would assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that gets to the machlokas Baruch Ber with the Rambam and the Rosh, whether the gzela is already when the malva takes the money from the love, or the gzeras hakosav is just like giloy milsa, that when the money is biyad hamalva, it's begeder gezel, so memel of the chiyuv hashava is alt hashavas gzela. So it could be that the Rambam holds that when the initial lakicha of the when the malva takes love is not gezel, is not gezel. It's just that now that the Torah was megala, that the, when the money of the lova, the extra money, the ribbis money, is biyad hamalve, it's b'torah's gezel biyado, and memela there's a mitzvah the heshavas gzela. But it's different than, it's the lakicha is different than gzela. Yeah? Okay. One more Rambam Lishi Taso. The Sefer HaChinuch, thank you to Eli again. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Mem Gimel, the Mitzvah of Sholahavas Peribus to Yisrael, writes, a Machlokas Rishonim, we know that the din is Ribbis Ketzutza is Yotza B'dayan, and Ribbis Shena Ketzutza is Eina Yotza B'dayan. Ribbis Ketzutza is Ribbis Daraisa, and it's Yotza B'dayan. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. And Ribbis Shena Ketzutza is Ribbis Darabban, and it's not Yotza B'dayan. So what does it mean Yotza B'dayan? What does it mean Yotza B'dayan? So the Sefer HaChinuch quotes a Machlokas Rishonim. Over here in Mitzvah Shin Mem Gimel. So he says, the Zelashono, V'alav Yomru Zechornu L'Racha, Ribbis Ketzutza Yotza B'dayan, Kolomar, Shebeistin Yordin L'Nichse HaMalve, Umotzi'in Mimenu, Kimo B'Gzelos V'Chavalos. V'yesh Men Mepharshim Shepirsha, Yotza B'dayan L'N Kfiya, Kolomar Kofin Beistin Es HaMalve L'Hachzir B'Shotim,
So the 2 days in the Sefer HaChinuch are whether Yotza B'dayan means that Basin is actually going to be Yorid L'Nechasov. Like Zelos V'Chavalos, a person owes yen and money, Basin will actually go down to his estate and take the money by force. Or no, we're not going to take the money by force, but we'll be kofin like any other mitzvah. His guy says he doesn't want to make a sukkah, he doesn't want to take the lulav. Kofin also actually Yomer Rotzani, the Gemara in Ksubis. So too by Hashavas Aribis will do the same thing. So who are these two opinions? So if you look carefully, the Rambam in Perik, also in Perik Dalet Hilchos Malva Velove, the Rambam writes that Beis Din will be Motzi the Mamun from him. I don't have the Lashon Rambam open, but the Lashon of the Rambam is that Beis Din, something along the lines of Beis Din will be Motzi. The Rambam does not say Kimo Gzeilos HaChavos. That's the Hosafa of the Sefer HaChinuch. But the Rambam says Motzin Yado, and Rashi there in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph on Beis on the Gemara Ribbis Ketzutza Yotza B'dayan says a Lashon Kfiya. So these 2 days that the Sefer HaChinuch is quoting is really Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. But Lefi Dvareinu, it's gevaldik, because again, the Rambam we assumed holds that the Isser Ribbis is begeder gezel biyado, and the mitzvah hashavas aribis is kein hashavas agzela. So if that's the case, it would make a lot of sense that the Rambam holds that there's a din of yord l'nechasov kishar gzelos v'chabalos. When Ploni has money that belongs to Almoni, so Beis Din is going to be yord l'nechasov. But if it was just a mitzvah ba'alma of Hashavas Ribbis, then it wouldn't make sense to be Yorah L'Nechasov. It wouldn't make sense that Beis Din is going to force him and take the money from him by force. Maybe there's a din of kfiya, like any other mitzvah. There's a din of kofin also achim rotzani. But to actually be Yorah L'Nechasov, not necessarily. So if we're correct, this would be a third Rambam l'shita. So again, we have the Rambam, according to Rav Baruch Ber's explanation, that the Rambam holds Mechila does not work, not like the Gaonim, because he holds that Mechila works, I'm sorry, not like the Gaonim, because it's Gzela, and Mechila works on Gzela, right? It's not just a mitzvah ba'alma where Mechila wouldn't work. The second Rambam is why the Rambam doesn't, the Megillas Esther, that the Rambam does not quote the din of Hashavah service because it's nichlal in the mitzvah of Hashavah Zagazela. And this third Rambam where the Rambam holds that we would be yorid and achasav because it's gezel biyado as opposed to a mitzvah ba'alma to be meish to do Hashavah service. So far so good? Yeah? The Emerson. It's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. And this the
the Gedoli Achronim, the Machan Ephraim, the Shar Melech, they already point this out. Do I have the Bava Kamma? Kuf, it's a Gemara Bava Kamma, Kuf Yibbeis and Aleph. Machlokis between Rava and Rami Bracham. What would be the din if a person, you have a Malva Beribis, he has Ribis Shalploni Biyado, and he dies? Do the Yorshim have a mitzvah to give back the ribbis? Did the Yorshim have a mitzvah to give back the ribbis? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara here in Bava Kamma whether they have a mitzvah to give back the ribbis. So Rami Bar Chama says, yeah. And Rava says no. Where is this? Rava says no because it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a gzeras akasov of v'chei achicha imach, and the Torah was mitzave the malve and not the yorshim. Not the yorshim. Where is this? Hiniach lem para. Here. Hiniach here, the top of Kufi Bez Mouth. Hiniach la mavia mao shal ribis. Afal pi shi yodin shen shal ribis, ein chayav in lahachsir. Ein chayav in lahachsir. So why not? So Rami Rachama says, the Gemara says, Hiniach la mavia mao shal ribis, afal pi shi yodin shen ribis, ein chayav in lahachsir. That's what the din is. They don't have to give back the ribis. The question is why? The question is, why don't they have to give back the ribis? So Rami Rachama says, Zosameris, Rishus Yorish, Kirishus Lokech Dami. Rishus Yorish is Kirishus Lokech Dami. And therefore, it's Yeyosh B'Shinei Rishus. Rav Amar La'olam Eimelach Rishus Yorish Lav Kirishus Lokech Dami. So therefore, when the Yorishim inherit the money from the father, it's not a Shinei Rishus. It's not a Shina Rishus. So if that's the case, why are the Yorshim allowed to keep the ribis? Says Rava, Vashani Hacha, Damakra, Al Tikach Mito Neshach Vasarbis, Ahadale, Kihechi de Nechai Bahadach. Lidide come Mizar Le Rachmana, Livre Lo Mizar Le Rachmana. It's a Xeris Akasov to return the ribis. Who was the Torah Mitzaveh? The Torah's Mitzaveh, the Malveh, not his children. So the way many Achronim understand the machlokas between Rami Rachama and Rava is Rami Rachama holds clearly that the mitzvah heshavas agzela of hashavas ribis is alt heshavas agzela. That's why he thinks you can prove from here that rishus yoresh is kirishus lokeach dami, that it's begeder shinu rishus, and you can prove from here that it's begeder shinu rishus for all hilchos agzela, that when a yoresh gets from a father it's begeder shinu rishus. Because he holds that the chiyuv to give back the money, give back the ribis, is together the heishav sagzela. And Rava says, no, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's not together the heishav sagzela. So you can't prove from here that it's together shin rishus. It's a gzeris akosov that the malva has to give back money to the lobe. Who was the Torah mitzvah? The Torah gave this mitzvah to the malva, not to his yorshim, not to his children. But there's no proof from here to shin rishus and hilchas gzela da'alma, because this is not gzela. That's so many Achronim understand that this is the machlokas between Rava and Rami Rachama. So it'd be very fair to say that this machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rambam and Rashi is a machlokas Rava and Rami Rachama. So if you look in the Machna Ephraim and Sinbeis and Hilchos Ribis, he explains why even according to Rava it could still be begeder geza. Ayin Shalom, we're not going to get into that right now, but the Machan Ephraim and Sinbeis Hilchos Ribis says that the two, even though Lefum Riata, the Machlokas Rava and Rami Rachama does depend on these two Havanos, it's not Mochrach, and Rava could even fit in the understanding that it's Begeder Gezel. Okay. So now back to the story. So again, we started with a Machlokas between Tesvis and the Rivan, quoted in the Orza Ruah, whether our Mishnah is talking about only Psulim de Rabbanan,
or also psulim d'oraisa. So Tosis had a hochacha that our Mishnah is only talking about psulim d'rabbanan from the fact that the Mishnah did not teach gazlan. And the Or Zarua said, no, the Mishnah did teach gazlan. It's nichlal in malav ribis, because malav ribis is chashav ki gazlan. So l'chora, the machlokus between Tosis and Or Zarua, what we can say is totally on this machlokus. Is malav ribis, when a person has ribis biyado, the malva has ribis biyado, and he has a mitzvah to give it back to the love, is that together, he's a gazlan? Or no, he's not a gazlan. There's a mitzvah of hashavas ribis. It's a gzeras hakasov that he has to give back the money, but it doesn't belong to the love. It doesn't belong to the love. So Tosas, who says that the Mishnah did not teach gazlan, because Tosas thinks it's not Nichlal and Malva Ribis, because Tosas is clearly assuming that the mitzvah of Hashavas Ribis for the Malva is not Betaras Veheshav Azagzela. The Malva is not a Gazlan. And that's why Tosas has to explain that the Mishnah didn't teach Gazlan. There are no Psulim Daraisa, only Psulim Darabanan. Has to bend over backwards to explain why all the Psulim in the Mishnah are only Psulim Darabanan. However, the Or Zarua, quoting the Rivan, who says that Malva Ribis is Chashav Kegazlan, is because he's clearly assuming, potentially assuming, that the Malva Beribis, who has to give back the Ribis, is Betoras Veheshav Esakzela. He is a Gazlan. And therefore, when the Mishnah teaches Malva Beribis, Memela, the Mishnah is also teaching the Psul Gazlan, and Memela, the Mishnah is teaching both Psulim Daraisa and Psulim Deraban. Yes.
Even though, according to one of the ways, either the Rambam or the Rosh, he didn't do a Maisa Gzela, like just became a Gazlan after it was in property.
Right, but right now he is a Gazlan. Right now he is a Gazlan. That machlokus is whether the initial Lakicha, right, the initial Lakicha, but Lamaisa, he has a Shem Gazlan right now. Calls man that his money that belongs to Yenim, Shalo Kedin. He is a Gazlan. And that's why the Or Zarua thinks that the Mishnah taught Gazlan by teaching Malva Beribis. Efsher. Yeah.
Just a clarification. This wouldn't work for the Rambam, because the Rambam says Dafka that the Gazel is Lokeh Malachim Shalom. And he's talking, Gazlan is possible just because of the mice of Gazel Dafka, not because of the Torah's Gazel.
Is because he, because of the mice of Gazel. Yeah. He is taking Malva Beribis.
No, to say that Gazlan is in Mishnah.
Why wouldn't Malva Beribis be a Gazlan, according to Rambam?
Because he wasn't a Kehon Shem Shalom.
Because the Rabbi Stamis is Diak.
Yeah.
Okay. It could still, I mean, if you know, the Diak doesn't have to be that way.
You're saying the Orzura. Saying,
what was that?
You're saying the Orzura. The Orzura might...
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily fit with the Rambam. May not yeah. Right. The Or Zarua may not require Ma'is L'Kicha. I'm saying, I mean, the Rambam, meaning...
You have a
different gather then for what makes you a Gazlan. Maybe a Shem Gazlan without a Ma'is Gzela. That's what Ellie was saying. Right. Right. Potentially. Or even in the Rambam, I'm not sure how much the Ma'is L'Kicha matters, in spite of the earlier Diuk. We'll have to see. Right. Right. But in the Or Zarua, yeah. The Or Zarua would not require a Maisa Gzela. It would be a Shem Gazlan having Mamun Shel Yenim that belongs to Yenim Shel Okedin. Yeah. Okay. That's the first Mahalach. Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to move on to Dine Asmachta. So we know we have a Machlokas in the Gemara, Rami Rachama and Rav Sheshes, what the Psula Mesachak B'Kovia is. Rami Rachama says that the Psula Mesachak B'Kovia is because of Smachta Lokanya, and he's Chashav Kegazlan, Gazlan Daraisa Darabanan, you have to see. And Rav Sheshes says, Kol Gagavna Lava Smachtahi, rather the Psula is because he's Eino Osik B'Yeshuvah Shel Olam. So the question is, why does Rav Sheshes think that this is not B'Gedar Asmachta? Right? Yeah? Everyone saw Rashi and Tosis? So we have Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi explained by the Ri says one thing. Tosis says another thing from Rabbeinu Tam. Why Rav Sheshes argues on Rami Rachama, why this is not Begeder Asmachta. So once I was in the Or Zarua, I found a third Mahalach, which is not
not such a big chiddush. It's just a different sheet than the Rishonim, but he applies it to this Gemara as well. This is B'Shem the Rihalavan. Very geschmack. The Rihalavan says that Rav Sheshes holds, this is the psul in the Mishnah, Mesach and Vikuvia, has to be Eina Osef Yeshua Shul Olam as opposed to Mishum Asmachta. Because what type of gambling are we talking about? L'chora, we're talking about a person who is gambling, who's putting his money online to give. Or also to allow someone else to keep the money. I mean, you can give someone money in one of two ways. You can give someone money by, I have money right now that it's in my pocket and I guarantee I'm going to gamble and say, if I lose, I give you the money. Or you're already holding on to my money and we're going to gamble and I'll say, if I lose, you can keep my money. So the Chora, Mistimas HaMishnah, Mesachik Bekuvya is puzzle in both cases. Both if the no saying is actually giving the money right now, or he's allowing the Mekabal to keep the money. In both instances, the Mesachik Bekuvya is going to be puzzle in the Mishnah. So Rav Sheshes is looking at this and says, I don't understand. If it's Begeder Asmachta, if the psul is asmachta, I understand why it's not asmachta. If I'm guaranteeing that I'm going to give the money, that's an asmachta. Asmachta lokanya, if I promise or I make a tenai that I'm going to give someone money where I don't think I'm going to actually have to. However, if the person already has the money and I say you can keep the money, says Rav Sheshes, I don't think that's an asmachta. In other words, Nesina is Nasmachta, but Mechila is not Nasmachta. So since the Mishnah of Mesachta Bekuvya is talking about both Nesina and Mechila, it can't be that the Psul of Mesachta Bekuvya is because of Asmachta. It must be because of Eina Osik B'Yushuva Shul Olam. It must be a different Psul. Because since the Mishnah is talking unequivocally about all types of Mesachta Bekuvya, even if you're going to be mochel, you're gambling and you're going to be mochel, that wouldn't be together asmachta. So why then is the Mesachik Bekuvya puzzle? It must be for a different reason, the hainu eino osek b'yishuv l'shul olam. That's the way the Rihalavan, according to Or Zeruah, understands Rav Sheshes's pushback. That he thinks that the Mishnah is also talking about mechila, and mechila is not an asmachta. So what comes out from the Rihalavan is a very important sheet in the Rishonim, and he's not the only one who holds this way, that when we talk about asmachta, it's only a problem if you guarantee that, or you say that you're going to give money, and you don't actually think you're going to have to give it, so then we say asmachta lo kanya. However, if you say that you're going to be mochel, or someone already has money and you say, you know, you can keep the money, you don't actually have to give something befoel, then that's not going to run into the problem of asmachta lo kanya. And the Rihalavan learns the Gemara Nedarim, the Gemara Nedarim, which we quoted, I think, last Chabur and Daf Chav Zayin that way. Fine. So that's the Shita. Yeah, is that clear? Make sense? Okay. So the Ran in Nedarim, on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, quotes the Shita. In the Sugi of Asmachta there, he quotes the Shita and he attributes it to the Rambam. He thinks that the Rambam holds that Asmachta Lokanya is only when you're doing a Hakna'a, right now you're giving something over, but if you're Mochel Zayin, that's not going to be a problem of Asmachta. How does he know that the Rambam holds that way? Because there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that I think we must have seen quoted in this Tosus. Yeah, the Gemara in Mem Chesam and Beis, in Perek Hazav. The Gemara says, let's say we make a deal. We make a deal. Willie and I make a deal. And I say, I'm going to sell something to you. And Willie says, yeah, I'm going to buy it. And he gives me a mashkon of some sort. And we both make a deal with each other. And I say, if I'm going to be chozer on the deal, I'll pay you back double the mashkon. And Willie says, if he's chozer on the deal, he'll let me keep the mashkon. He'll let me keep the mashkon. Yeah? So the Gemara quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara there quotes Rabbi Yossi, holds asmachta kanya, so therefore the deal is binding. And Rabbi Yehuda says asmachta lo kanya. So what's the din? If you hold asmachta lo kanya, does that mean the entire deal is batel and no one has to hold to their agreement? That's what Rashi says over there. The Rambam, the way the Rambam quotes the Gemara, is that only the mocher, when Willie gave me the security, and I said I'll double it to you, I'll allow you to give you on top of that. I don't have to keep my end of the deal because I am actually guaranteeing to give something. However, Willie, who said that he'll let me keep the Eravon, he'll let me keep the Mashkon, which is just begeder letting me keep something, there that end of the deal is binding. So if Willie is chozer from his end of the deal, I get to keep the Mashkon. So the Ran understood the Rambam. You see, the Rambam holds of the Shita. That asnachta lokanya is only when you have to, it's mechusar rishus. You have to give it over to someone, then we say asnachta lokanya. But if it's already by the person who's going to keep it, right, like by Mechila, or in this case, letting him keep the Eravon, that's not going to run into the problem of asnachta. That's the raya that the Rambam holds, that asmachta lokanya is only by a hakna'a, not by a mechila. So Frek Duran, there in Adarim, on Chav Zayin Mabez, he says, that can't be true. That can't be true. Why? Because what's the classic case of asmachta lokanya in the Tanan? Bava Basra, Kuf Samaches, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Right? You have a malve is owed money by a love, and the love pays back some of the chov, and he's mashlish the shtar, he gives the shtar to someone else, and he says to the malve, if I don't come back and pay you back in full by such and such date, then you can keep the shtar, and you can be gover the rest of the money. Right? You can be gover the rest of the money. And you, let's say he owed him initially $100, he paid him back $50, now the malve will be able to collect $150. If the love doesn't pay back on time. And it's machlokas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, whether the deal is binding. Rabbi Yossi says it's binding. Rabbi Yehuda says, asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta lo kanya. So says the Ran, what exactly is the nature of this deal? When the love says to the malve, if I don't come back in time, you can keep the money and get the shtar back and collect the entire chov again. When he's allowing him to keep the money, what's the nature of that? Is that a piron? Is that a piron that the lov is saying, I paid half the chov and now you can collect with your shtar the full chov again? Says the Ran, that can't be. That can't be. Why? Because we know the din from the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Yud Zayin, that if a person has a shtar chov and it was paid back, shtar chov shenimchal shibudo, the shtar is bata. The shtar is bata. And if you have a shtar chov that was paid back partially, so that part of the shtar chov is bata also. The shtar loses its tokef once the chov that it represents was paid off. So says the Ran, it can't be that the pshat in the Mishnah on Kuf Samaches is that the love says, I'm going to pay you the 50, you'll be able to keep the 50, b'toras piraon, and then when I default, you get the shtar back and can collect everything, because how can he collect everything? Shtar chov shepara hachov, so nimchal shibudo. He's not able to use the shtar. There's no tokif to the shtar. Elama, what must be the pshat in the Gemara, says the Ran? It must be that the pshat is that the lov is saying, if I default, the $50 that I gave you already, I'm ochelzan. It's a matana. It's not begeder piron, a partial piron of the initial chov. It's begeder mechila, I'm allowing you to keep the $50. And if I default, you can collect the entire chov from the shtar, which is in full force, because I never paid any of it. So then, and then what? Rabbi Yehuda says, asnachta lo kanya, it doesn't work. So you see, mineu bein the Mishnah, says the Ran, that asmachta lo kanya applies even to mechila. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, this deal, where the lova says that I'm going to allow you to keep the entire shtar and the $50 I'm giving you, b'toras matana, b'toras mechila, you can keep. Rabbi Yossi says it works. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work because asmachta lo kanya. So you see from the man da'omar who holds asmachta lo kanya, the way we pass in, like Rabbi Yehuda, asmachta lo kanya applies even by mechila, not only by hakna. That's the Ran's question on this shita, the shita of the Rambam, and also the shita of the Rihalavan. That was a little complicated. Is that clear? If not, I will say it again. I will say it one more time. The Gemara, the mucker for Asmachta Lokanya in the Mishnayos is the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi in Bava Basra and Kuf Samachas. Yeah? That's clear. Mashal Shtar. Everyone got the case of Mashal Shtar. The Malve is owed $100. The Lova says, I'll give you $50, if I don't pay you back by such and such date, I'm being mashlish the shtar by someone else, he'll give you the shtar, you can collect in Gansan. Is that deal binding? Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says it's binding, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not the lokan. That's clear. Says the Ran, what's the nature of the hischaivus when the Lova guarantees that the Malva can keep the $50 and he's also going to be able to collect the full chov with the shtar? Says the Ran, it can't be that the Lova tells the Malve that he's going to allow him to keep the $50 b'toras piron hachov, that's going to be a mitzas piron of the chov, and then he'll be able to collect in full with the shtar, because the din is that when a shtar chov is parua, the shtar loses its tokef. And if it's partially parua, that chelek loses its tokef. So how could it be, says the Ran, that when the Lova pays back half, the Malve will subsequently be able to collect the entire chov with the shtar when half of its tokef was already paka, when the chov was paid partially. Elama, it must be that the pshat is that the Lova says to the Malve, the $50 that I gave you, I'm mochelzan, you can keep it. Not b'toras pirana chov. It's a matana, it's a mechila, it's yours to keep. And then you can collect the chov with the shtar, which is in full tokef because it was nothing was paid in terms of the chov, and nevertheless that case is subject to a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says it's binding because he held us machta kanya, and we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda asmachta lo kanya. So you see from that Mishnah, says the Ran, that asmachta lo kanya applies even to mechila, even though you don't have to transfer anything because the Lova already gave the money to the Malve, and nevertheless Rabbi Yehuda says asmachta lo kanya.
Why is the Ran so bothered that the mechila can't be that he's mochel that the shtar doesn't lose its token versus mochel that the money that he's giving in at first is not really a piron? I mean, which part is the extra ischaivus that the lova is doing? Is it the first payment? And that's not really a payment of the chov, that's just he's mochel him money.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and then the shtar is a real shtar. Or you could say, that's part of my piron, and the shtar should lose some tokef from the shtar, but I'm letting you collect fully from the shtar later on, even though, and that's an extra hischaivus he's taking on.
Mm-hmm. So what
why is the Ran so convinced that the first half of what he's taking on is the begedra, the mechila?
Because he says, because if it would have been piron hachov, if the love would be paying half of the chov to the malve, how can the Malve then subsequently use the shtar to collect the entire chov? The din is that when a shtar chov is paid back, is parua, it loses its tokef. And even if it's partially paid back, that chelek loses its tokef. So how can the Malve, according to Rabbi Yossi, how can the Malve then use the entire shtar to go over the entire chov when part of it was already parua? Elama, it must be that wasn't parua. And we view the money that the Lova gave the Malve as a matana. Nothing to do with piron achov. It was just allowing him to keep the money. And now the Malve can use the shtar to collect the rest of the chov. That's the case. The Ran is machriach that has to be the case. Now, let's take a step back. That's subject to machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. So you see that even though the Lova is just being mochazain the money to the Malve, still it runs into a problem of asmachta lo kanya.
He's allowing the Malva to keep money that he gave him. He's not promising that he's going to give him something right now. He's allowing the Malva to keep money that he already gave him. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, Asmachta lo kanya. So isn't that a raya that for Mechila, or just allowing someone to keep money that he already has, is no problem of Asmachta lo kanya?
What's the Ran Tefrith that the part of the deal which is Begedr Matana is the first half of the deal, not the second half of the deal?
Okay, so yeah. I think maybe we'll answer along the lines of what you're saying. So the Ran is, the Ran's Hechrich is that if you have a Shtar Chov that's Parua, it's Shtar Nimchal Shibudo, and the Shtar loses its Tokeh. The Shtar loses, and it's coming from the Gemara Bava Metzia Yitzhak. But many of you may know, those who learned Cheskas Abatim last year, there's a major machlokas achronim, maybe a machlokas rishonim, and certainly a machlokas achronim, in Choshen Mishpat, in the beginning of Simin Memches. This din, that a shtar sheparua, whether that's nimchal shibudo, does that mean that the shtar loses its value entirely, and you can't even use it to collect b'nei chorin? Or do we say no, it loses its strength, its tokef, with respect to the ability to collect mishubadim. But you could still collect me b'nei chorin. You could still collect me b'nei chorin. So this is the machlokas between the Sma and the Shach, in the beginning of the Memchas. The Sma holds that the din of shtachov, sheparua, shepara, what's the lashon? Shenimchal shibudo eino chozer velove. Shtachov shenimchal shibudo eino chozer velove. You can't, the shtar loses its tokef. So the Sma thinks that's only with respect to Nechasa Mishubadim. But the Malva can still use the Shtar Chov to collect B'nei Chorin from the Love. And the Shach argues. The Shach argues, and he thinks that the Shtar Chov, Shenim Chal Shibudo, that loses its Tokef, and loses its Tokef in Gantz, and you can't even collect Mishubadim. You can't even collect Mishubadim. So I was thinking, before I looked in the Shach again, I was thinking that Ulai, that's the answer, long lines of what Willie was saying. Ulai, that's the answer for the Rambam and also for the Riha Lavan, who's learning our sugya like the Shita. The Ran was saying, how could it be that when the Lova pays back some of the Chov, the Malva can then use the entire Shtar to collect the entire Chov? It must be that the Lova didn't pay back any of the Chov. Because Shtar Chov Shenim Chal Shibudo, the Shtar loses his Tokef. Who says that the Malva is going to collect from Mishubadim? Maybe the case is that the Malva is going to use the Shtar to talk from B'nei Chorin. Why is it Mukhrach to say that he's going to collect from Mishubadim? Meaning, if the in other words, if the Rambam and Lin Yanino, the Riha Lavan, quote in the Orza Ruah, hold like the Sma, that when you have a Shtar Chov, Shenim Chal Shibudo, it still has its tokef with respect to collecting B'nei Chorin, not Mishubadim B'nei Chorin, then maybe that's the Pshat in the Mishnah Bava Basra. The Malva is going to use the Shtar, even though the Lova paid back some of the Chov already, the Malva can use the Shtar to collect from B'nei Chorin. He'll be able to collect from B'nei Chorin, not Mishabadim, but B'nei Chorin. And the Ran, who was asking this Kasha, was clearly assuming that the Shtar loses its Tokef in Gansin, and he can't collect from B'nei Chorin. That's why he was pushed to say that the case in the Mishnah Bava Basra is a case where the Lova did not pay back the Chov b'miktsas, rather it was begeder matana, and he was machriach from here that asmach dolkani applies even to mechila. But we're saying no, there's no raya, because maybe the Mishnah Bava Basra is talking about when the malva wants to use the shtar to collect mechorin. So really, there's no raya from here that asmach dolkani applies even to matana. So then I was curious. I wanted to look again at the shach and the sma, and I looked. The Shach, and his raya against the Sma is this Ran. The Shach says, you see from this Ran in the Dharam and Chav Zayin that the din of Shtar Chov, Shenim Chal Shibudo, you can't collect it all, is Muchach in the Ran in the Dharam and Chav Zayin of Beis. Because the Ran says, you see from the din Bava Basra and Gepasha B'mashla Shtaro that the Shtar loses its Tokef and Gansim. Because that's the Ran's whole raya against the Rambam, that
Mechila applies to Asmach Lokani applies to Mechila from the fact that the Ran says it must be that the Shtar the Chov was not Parul B'Mitzvos because you wouldn't be able to collect anything because the Shtar Chov was Nimchal Shibud that would lose his Tokef in Gansen. The Ran was clearly assuming that the Shtar Chov loses his Tokef to the point where he came and collect from B'nei Chorin. So that Shach says you see from the Ran, not like the Sma. But we're suggesting, no, okay, maybe, but maybe the Rambam and in Yanenu, the Rial Lavan hold not like the Ran, and they hold that the Sma, that the din of Shtar Chov Shenimchal Shibudo is only for collecting Mishubadim, but you can still use the Shtar to collect from B'nei Chorin. And if that's the case, there's no raya from the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Bavabas or Kosamaches that Asmachta Lokanya applies to Mechila, and Mimela, it's a fine pshat in our Gemara in Zeborer. Why Rav Sheshis does not hold of like Rami Rachama, and he thinks that the Psul Mesachek Bekuvia has to be because of Inu Osef Yeshuva Shul Olam, because we would never passel a Mesachek Bekuvia if he guarantees that he's going to be Mochel money, because that would never run into a problem of Asmach Lokanya. Elamai must be that the Psul of Mesachek Bekuvia is Eino Osek B'Yeshuvo Shel Olam. Just have a yodea that there, in terms of the sheet of the Rambam about Mechila, the stipler in the Darim has a different explanation. But for us, maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam, and maybe that's the Ayisha for the Rihalavan in the Ur Zarua over here as well. I had another piece, but we'll hold off on that. Okay, Shkaich.